This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Yeah, you see me looking around. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also be involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room. Come on, this chair is getting away from me. It's crawling. Yeah. You can get involved in the chat room. You can give me your email address because I only send out an email a week. Let you know what's going on the show. Some of the topics we'll be discussing and even the, the issues, the topics. And I'll give you a list of my sponsors. How's that? Because I know some of you would love to call them and really let them have it. For having a guy like me on the air, helping me stay on the air. All right, speaking about helping me stay on the air, head over to Patreon. You see the big button on the website. You become part of the family, the other family, the adopted one, the kind of one that flies under the radar. Helps me stay on the air. Helps me buy some new shirts here and there from time to time. Fox Radio show host Todd Starnes. He recently issued a call for all gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable Americans to stand up and fight. Now, if you really think that he means to get the gun, grab the Bible, go on the streets and start shooting up people, then you're just looking to be a hater. Because what he means is to protect yourself. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for the issues in front of you. Many of us become complacent. Now, he spoke at the annual Value Voters Summit, hosted by the Family Research Council. He touched on many topics during his brief speech. Starnes reminded attendees of the event that just because we had won a battle, or a battle had been won, didn't mean the war was over, or even won for that matter. We can't afford to be complacent, he said, noting that the continuance of conservative policies in government hinged on the turnout of Republican voters in the upcoming midterm election. This is exactly what somebody was talking to about yesterday on the left. Was worried about. He said, I'm concerned if you have, you know, if evangelicals feel like they're being attacked or they feel like there's something wrong here, they will come out in big numbers and vote. I'm not concerned about it. I'm praying for it. I want them to come out in big numbers. I still want changes to our republic. I still want changes to our government. Now, Starnes alluded to former president candidate Hillary Clinton's infamous basket of deplorables comment, said that the former Vice President Joe Biden had come out with his own similar comment. Now, the other thing about this that Starnes had left out is the fact that both Hillary Clinton and, Kane, both of them, you know, her running mate, said that if we wouldn't fall in line and change our scripture, they would make laws to change it for us. Both of them. What is that all about? When did that happen? When did it become the government's job to tell religion how to believe, what to believe, what their doctrines? Oh! In China, where they're taking down churches. In China, where the religion is the government. With China, which is government, is the only thing you should worship. But hey, Hillary knows what's better for us. Well, I say it's better to be a drag on society than an unemployment pajama boy living in his mother's basement, Todd said. Starnes, who spoke just before the Vice President Mike Pence, said the moment he became a complete supporter of Donald Trump was when the real estate mogul picked Pence to be his running mate. He said, I believe in 2024 he's going to make a one heck of a great president of these United States. I agree. Look, Trump said it. When he got in there, he didn't realize how bad it was. And there's no way he's going to be able to fix this in 8 years. Pence is going to have to go on. We're going to have to make sure he goes on to become president. Because they're going to need 2 terms to fix things, to solidify things. I actually think they're going to need longer than that now that I see what's happening. In closing his speech, the author of The Deplorable's Guide to America told the Christian Value Voters Assembly that the culture war was still on and it still required all hands on deck. He said, the time has come for us to take a stand. We are surrounded. The culture bullets are flying. The enemies of freedom are advancing. And the time has come for all of us to stand resolute. We are the last line for freedom. And boy, isn't he right. We're the last line to speak up. We're the last line to say anything. And we need to say a lot more. We need to stand up a lot more. We need to say things a lot more. We don't do it because we don't want to offend. We don't want somebody to feel bad. We don't want to be the instigator. Well, you're not the instigator when 22 of them are poking at you. At that point, you try to defend yourself, and you grab any tool you can to do it, wouldn't you? I would. I don't care what tool you think is right and wrong. If I'm trying to save my life or a family member's life, yeah, there are no rules at that point. Sorry. But back to our kids. Our precious commodity, as a lot of groups put it. How are you going to protect them? You Christians, how are you going to protect them unless you step up? How are you going to protect them unless you make sure that the principles that you say you live by, right, that Bible thing, until you decide to actually live by that, use its principles, step out on its principles, you're not going to get the freedom you're looking for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Go heat up your coffee, heat up your Pepsi, cool down your Pepsi, however it is you like to drink it, and come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It works so much better when you hit the right buttons, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's like smorgasbord hour. I'm doing all the crazy stories that I can't get to or don't get to during the week or during the regular week. And there's a lot out there. Don't think there isn't. I'm talking about Todd Starnes calling people to step up, Christians especially. And you should. And you really should. If you really believe in what you say you believe, if you really believe that God gave you this world, this planet, this country to take care of, what are you doing to take care of it? Because I tell you what, sitting on the couch, watching television, you ain't taking care of this planet. And I think he's right. You know, if you say you believe in God, if you are a Christian, you believe in freedom, then you need to go fight. And the way we fight is at the polling booth. The way we fight is not to go accost somebody in the, you know, assault somebody in a restaurant. That's not what we do. But we teach people. We train people up. We go to polling booths. We watch for irregularities. In my word, it's called, world, it's called cheating. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's a whole bunch of things going on there. You know, on the website, you can buy my book, you can buy a coffee mug. There's a whole bunch of things happening there that you can get involved with. Help me keep the show moving forward, as we like to say. I find it distasteful when somebody says, oh, you gotta help me keep the show on the air. You want to make sure it's in your ears. Don't you like listening to the show? You need to, no, actually, no, I don't. So we're done. Anyway, let's go. Here's a good one. Trump could meet with Kim Jong-un by year's end. At least that's what he's telling Fox News. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could meet for a second summit before the end of 2018, which I think is a good idea. Again, whether he makes big leaps moving forward or he doesn't matter. What matters is they're meeting, they're talking, they're getting to know each other. It's a whole different animal. It brings a whole different dynamic to the table. South Korean President Moon replied yes when asked during an interview Tuesday with Fox News whether he expected the two world leaders to meet in the coming weeks. And when asked whether that meeting could take place before the end of the year, Moon replied, yes. He said, I traveled to Pyongyang last week and had a very good meeting with the Chairman Kim. And though the summit meeting, we had achieved some progress on denuclearization, Moon recounted. He also said that President Trump congratulated me on the major successes of the meeting. He said, I look forward to a summit meeting taking place between the Chairman Kim and President Trump in the not too near, too distant future. Now, Moon decided to elaborate a little bit on his meeting with the North Korean dictator, saying that he felt that he had to ascertain Chairman Kim's commitment to complete denuclearization. Of course he is. First of all, he can't put a bomb together that's going to go anywhere. Most of that stuff explodes before it takes off or while it's trying to take off. Right? They haven't quite hit the target. They've had a lot of problems with it. Now you're going to put a nuclear warhead on there? Maybe he's coming to his senses going, yeah, I'd like to be around a little while longer. He vowed that the Chairman Kim had permanently dismantle both the missile engine test and a launch platform, in addition to destroying nuclear facilities. And it could be he was thinking about allowing the United States to check up on him. If the United States could take corresponding measures, then, he said, I believe we will be able to expedite North Korea by further denuclearization measures. For the United States, they promised to end its hostile relations with North Korea. They're going to provide security guarantees and also work towards a new U.S.-North Korea relation. So although all these actions would not happen simultaneously, nor will they happen overnight, we agree to work towards those ends. I could see that happening. Why not? Look, they only have so much money. They only have so much going on. And Kim isn't the brightest bulb in the drawer. Let's just be honest about it. And I think he's at a point now where you really don't know what President Trump's going to do or not going to do. You tee him off, you might hit the button. Maybe not such a bad thing. Or maybe a year ago wouldn't have been such a bad thing. But look how far he's come in a year by taking a tough stance. What was President Obama's stance? It was, do nothing and hope they come around. That was his whole stance, right? Peaceful resolve. We'll just wait for them to come around to our side. We'll keep giving them money. We'll keep helping them out. We'll keep making sure it's not too painful. And then they'll see we're the good guys. I remember all that stuff for years that went around that if we simply denuclearized ourselves, if the U.S. would just rip down its nuclear bombs, get us down to nothing, then the rest of the world would see how peaceful we actually were, and they would disarm too. God bless. So when a burglar breaks into your house, by this logic, you need to holler at him. There are no guns in the house! And then that way there,
when you shoot him, he'll be surprised?
He'll be, yes. Yes, producer Tammy said, so when you shoot him, he'll be surprised? You lied. No. God. By their logic, right? So he'll, so the burglar will be coming into the house. You tell him you don't have a gun. So what he's going to do is he's going to go back to the car. He's going to put his gun in the car. Go, well, they're not armed. I shouldn't be either. That's the right thing to do as I enter their home. These guys are nuts. Remember Uncle Joe? Remember him saying that all you had to do was take the shotgun to the back porch, fire it into the air off the back porch? What a nice thing to do. And that would be... that would be good. That would allow the person breaking into your home know that you were armed, even though you just shot off the only round you had, probably. I these people make me nuts. Moon's interview on Fox News Special Report comes on the heels of Trump and the South Korean leader signing an update to an existing U.S.-South Korea free trade agreement. Now, I heard the interview. It's a pretty good interview. If you can go get it on the internet, you should. And the reason I say that is that, you know, Brett's really good at this. He's an honest and open guy. He puts you at ease. And he asks some of the hard questions, like, you know, are you looking for reunification with North Korea? And I did not know this. I was not aware of this. But the South Korean charter specifically calls out, or the South Korean constitution specifically calls out a reunification or a cessation of hostilities with North Korea. They are supposed to do everything they can to get along with. And according to the South Korean president, they have to be very careful as how they couch capitalism and freedom and democracy with the North Korean leader. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years at a Pennsylvania prison for sexual assault. Gloria Allred is the attorney for some of Cosby's victims.
This has been a long journey to justice for all of the accusers
particularly for Andrea Constant and for her family.
USA Radio's Tim Berg spoke with legal analyst Fred Penny about what's going to happen next.
Now, with him in his advanced age of 81 years old, does that play a part in any of this sentencing?
Yes, more than likely they're going to put him in a minimum security prison. If there's not a stay pending the appeal, which I believe is going to happen quickly to determine whether or not they're going to stay his prison term pending the appeal, and that could take quite some time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy, but when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. And I mean that. I want you to be part of the conversation. And, you know, unless you engage, unless you listen, unless you get drawn in and converse, you're only going to have your own. You're going to have your own ideas on how everything should be. I mean, my ideas have changed over the years. No. I haven't become more liberal by any stretch of the imagination. But I think my what's the biblical term? I don't suffer fools as much, and I don't throw pearls at the pigs. That's not something I do. So I'm not going to argue with people a whole bunch. It's usually, this is how it is. This is how I see it. If you want to go in a different direction, God bless you. Have a nice day. Anyway, back to the Koreas. The nice thing about this is that you do have, you're bringing one along slowly, but the South Korean leaders are into this. They'd like to see a better relationship with North Korea. I don't know how you do that. You've got a total 100% communist regime, and you got one that is, I don't know, 80 to 90% into capitalism. I mean, think about, you got a Samsung phone in your hand? Where do you think it was developed? Who do you think decided what it was going to look like, what was going to be in it, how it was going to work? That's right. So, the mere fact alone, the Trump is there trying to pull the big deal. That's what we'll call it the big deal together, right? He's trying to pull two people together that normally, first of all, they hadn't talked to each other. We're acting as a go-between. Think about that. We're acting as a go-between when North Korea couldn't stand us. We couldn't get along with them. China was their buddy. I think that's what's making China so crazy and won't allow them mentally to work with us. The reasoning behind it, them not working with us, that is, the reasoning behind it is because they don't want to be perceived as being weak. Right? They had control of Kim. Little Kim. You know, I lovingly refer to him as Little Kim. But seriously, China's got to be going out of their minds and not want to make any amends with us because they have lost the hold that they had over Kim, for the moment anyway. But now you've got the United States and South Korea working with North Korea to try to bring them into the fold, create peace, make peace. Where's China in this picture? Nowhere to be found. Look, I'm not a foreign expert on these foreign affairs. But looking from the outside in, who's lost the most amount of power in this deal? Moon's interview on Fox News Special Report comes on at the heels of Trump and South Korea leaders signing an updated to an existing U.S.-South Korea free trade agreement. Trump called it a very big deal. Well, everything for him is a very big deal, right? He said the new agreement would make significant improvements to reduce the trade deficit between the countries and create new opportunities to export American products to South Korea. And, you know, again, Trump reiterated the fact that there could be a meeting sometime soon. What is wrong with that? Why do people have to keep putting that down? Why do they have to keep a disparaging attitude towards Trump possibly getting ahead? I mean, if it was Hillary, they'd be clapping and following behind her and moving her along and having her little carriage held up by six guys that she could sit on the little throne. That's what she was looking for. And then out of nowhere, back to politics for a second, Grassley grows a spine. Come on, you have to be excited about that. Right? Grassley, he's done. He's done with the tomfoolery. He's done with the games. I didn't know this, but Professor Ford says she doesn't fly. She won't fly to D.C. She wants to drive from California. That's what's taken her so long to get there. If you won't fly, take a train. You get there faster. But I find it hard to believe that she's never flown anywhere. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley out of Iowa said he's rejecting the request from Democrats to delay a key hearing on Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, who had accused a federal judge of sexual assault during a party, right? They're due to testify on Thursday. Now, I don't know if some of you caught this, because she wants to go first. Now, there's a couple of things going on here. And I think that the Dems were trying to take this out of a courtroom kind of scenario. But how do you... She wanted Kavanaugh to go first and then leave. Well, you're allowed to face your accuser, are you not? Or does that change now in this situation? Number two is, how does he answer any of your accusations unless you're there? He can't. So you have to go first, and then he can answer your accusations. Right now, all he's got is, I don't do anything she told me I did, or she says that I did. Because we don't know all the details. In a letter to ranking member Dianne Feinstein, California, Grassley wrote, I'm not going to silence Dr. Ford after I promised and assured her that I would provide her a safe, comfortable, and dignified opportunity to testify. She's willing to do it in public with one camera in a smaller room than usual. I do not know what all that means. I mean, think about this. She's calling all the shots. She's calling all the shots as to how they're going to operate. I would be, no. You accuse this man of doing something. You look at the circus that you've created. You accuse this man of doing something. And has anybody else but me caught Dianne Feinstein running around now saying things like, well, I can't attest to the fact that everything in that letter is true. I can't attest to the fact that this really happened. I can't. Wow. A little late for that. You're waving it all over the place like you got the smoking gun. But Grassley stood up to her. He said, look, I'm giving her a comfortable place. We've fallen in line to most of what she wants. There is just no reason to delay it any further. Grassley added that any further delay would be unfair to both Ford and Kavanaugh, who Grassley said had asked the committee repeatedly for a chance to testify as soon as possible. We can no longer stand in the way of him presenting his testimony before the committee. And here's the deal that people don't seem to understand. Do you guys understand that the though no term limits, Appointments to the bench are not for life. Get that in your head. They say it all the time, like it's true. It's not. They can be impeached just like the president can. So if the Dems really feel that this is the wrong thing, let's see where their spine is really at. If they really feel that he's guilty, then what they need to do is, when they win in 6 weeks or so, when they take back the House and they take back the Senate, neither of which I believe, by the way, right? They just need to go right to impeaching him, too. They can have two impeachment hearings going on at the same time. Go after the president. Go after Kavanaugh. Got to prove him guilty first. You can't just throw it out there. You think it's easy to say, hey, he committed sexual assault 35 years ago. Prove it. You can't remove him from the bench because somebody said he did something. Feinstein also asked that the committee refer Ramirez's allegations to the FBI, along with Ford's claims. Really, Schumer should sign off on that. And the reason I say that is because then we could play the clip of him back in 91 saying it doesn't mean anything. That we shouldn't do it because it doesn't mean anything. Tuesday, the committee announced that it had tentatively rescheduled a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination for Friday morning. Grassley took to Twitter to add that the hearing was added to the committee's schedule as required by its rules. It wasn't arbitrary. See how they're trying to make that sound like that they were jumping through hoops to make it happen? What's interesting about this is first Republicans demanded that Blasey Ford testify immediately. Now Republicans don't even need to hear her before they move ahead. This is according to Senator Feinstein. It's clear that Republicans don't want to be to have a fair process. So she said she wants to come. She wants to come give her testimony quickly. She wants to make it happen fast. And then when they tell her she can, there's all kinds of roadblocks put up to make it happen, which is exactly what happens when there might be a little mistruth in the testimony. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you really do need to be involved. You really need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to be part of. You know, otherwise, you're just sitting there drooling out of the side of your mouth watching television or listening to the radio. I want you engaged in this. You can send me an email, you know, anytime you want to. Send it. Come on, you should know this by heart now. I don't have to keep going over this. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Bless you. Can you tell we're close? Most studios there, you know, they're down the road and around the corner. She's right next to me. She likes to throw stuff at me. That's why. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. You know, we're talking about Grassley finally growing a spine. How's that? And calling him, and now he's saying it's part of the policy anyway, it's just the way it is. I don't know if I totally believe him. I think he's grown his spine. He's decided that, you know, no more tomfoolery. We're not playing any more games. We're going to move forward with this, whether you like it or not. And I'm good with that. Now, when the Dems get mad at the Republicans for obstruction, I'm trying to figure out exactly where the obstruction is. You held on to, when we talk about obstruction, you held on to this letter for almost 3 months. When the FBI could have been doing the investigation, when they could be gathering witnesses, when you could have been moving forward on it, but what'd you do? You sat on it. You lined up nothing. You sat on it. And I always gave the Dems more credit than this, but really, if I was sitting in their chair on this one, yeah, I would have sat on it too for a little bit, but I would have lined up all my ducks. And what I would have done was I would have released it, and then I would have started hitting every other day. Here's a new person, a new allegation, a new this, a new that. Here's a witness that came up here. That's what I would have done. You would have kept this guy dazed and confused and constantly fighting. But no, it's not what you did. You weren't ready for this at all. You figured, you were so full of yourselves that you figured a simple allegation of sexual assault would take him down. And as I said the other night, he stands for everything that you hate. He is a Boy Scout. He has no allegations against him in other jobs and other places. None. Zippo. Niente. Nothing. And you can't stand that. He coaches softball teams. He's involved in his community. He feeds people that are hungry. Not for photo ops. He actually goes and feeds people. He's true to his faith. Regular churchgoer, as you would put it. He made the mortal sin of saying he believes that God will carry him through. He has faith. You guys must have really gotten into convulsions at that point. So, Senator Lindsey reaches out today, told Fox News. That Grassley had been bending over backwards to be fair with her. He'd been bending over backwards to really give her everything she wants or everything she needs to be comfortable. He said, he went on to say that the Dr. Ford is being abused as much as anybody else coming into one of these things. She's been a victim of this as much as Kavanaugh has been. Graham added that Kavanaugh is not Bill Cosby. He's not Harvey Weinstein. He's lived a good, clean life. The allegation is 35 years old with absolutely no witnesses, and even people she called up being there said that they weren't. So why, what kind of person does it take to ruin somebody's life like this? No, really. Now, they say she passed a polygraph test. What were the questions? Where's the test? Who administered it? And we're hearing that Feinstein and Grassley both will give kickoff statements before everything starts. It's going to be followed by a round of five-minute question periods for each senator who could turn over questioning to the other counsel. So they're going to give them the option of either letting the counsel there do the questions or the senators do the questions. And I think, my own feeling, the Democrats are pushing hard not to have counsel. I think you know this. And I think the reason behind it is because they keep putting up this picture of 11 old white guys against this one woman. And I'll tell you what's unfair about that. Those old white guys are already on the committee, and they know it. They know under any circumstances this is exactly how it would go down. And if it's equality that they want, and gender doesn't matter, then what's the problem? Anyway, Fox News has learned that Judiciary Committee staffers interviewed Kavanaugh by phone about the Ramirez allegations on Tuesday. One source familiar with the call told Fox News that Republican staffers led the interview while Democrat aides listened without asking questions. Another source told Fox News that Democrat staffers were told about the call with Kavanaugh 15 minutes before it took place, giving them really no time to prepare. Oh, bullpuckies, listen. You want in? You want to know what's going on? Yeah, you can pull questions together pretty quick. It's not the first time this has been done to either side, by either side. The allegations by Ford, who went public with her claim September 16, have caused cracks at what initially appeared to be smooth path to confirmation for Kavanaugh. Now, you know what? Sue Collins of Maine, the key undecided Republican, told reporters that she'll be glued to the television during Thursday's hearings. But I'll tell you, now they're coming around saying, look, we're watching the circus. Kavanaugh's a good guy. I think you're going to see this go well for Kavanaugh. I do anyway. But again, back to Trump's point a while back. When you count up all the votes, really, he's one vote away from losing this. This is not how it goes down. This is never how it's gone down. Usually these are courtesy votes. They put it out there. They ask questions they think will embarrass the candidate. And they get all that information out there, but these guys are always, right? They're always confirmed, like 90 votes to 10, obviously. But this has been, ever since Trump got elected, this has been nothing but politics, big time. So John Bolton was making the rounds. I know, everybody considers him a warmonger. I think he's just very black and white about stuff. I think he just doesn't like playing the game, the political game, the verbiage game, and he just wants to come out and say it. And he said today that there's no holds barred warning to Iran and a major summit in New York on Tuesday, telling the regime in a fiery speech that we are watching and we will come after you. And if we come after you, they will be hell to pay. Right? I don't even know what to say about this. I think it's great. I think it's great that finally somebody steps up and they know it. They know this is what angers them. They know it, and they figure if they scream loud enough, other allies will come in line. Well, who's going to come in line with you when they can't trust you to be... Look, even people around the Iranians don't trust the Iranians. The government, sorry, not the people. Even other regimes, other countries around them see Iran as a kid that's causing all the trouble. Bolton's saber-rattling remarks came hours after President Trump, in his own dramatic address, told the UN General Assembly he called on all nations to isolate Iran's regime as long as aggression continues. And what's really funny is that the people of Iran blame the government of Iran for its woes, while the government of Iran is blaming the United States for its woes. They must have run through that $180 billion or whatever they got from Obama. Tensions have dramatically escalated in recent weeks between Iran and the U.S., as well as its regional allies. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, has claimed that an attack Saturday at an Iranian military parade, which left dozens of Iranian military personnel dead, was carried out by militants trained by Israel and the other Gulf states, because they wanted to support the U.S. Yes, I'm sure that was it. How about this? How about it was carried out by people that have had it with you? How about that? I'm just guessing. By the way, I said it. You should believe it. On Tuesday, a threatening video showing a simulated Iranian ballistic missile strike on Israel and Saudi Arabia was posted to the Twitter account of a semi-official state organization. It was deleted pretty quick, but people had already seen it. And a top military official in Iran warned the U.S. and Israel on Monday that there would be a devastating response to the parade attack. Sounds like a threat to me. Now, according to the mullahs in Tehran, remember, we're the great Satan. We are the lord of the underworld, master of the raging inferno. Remember that. That's us to them. And some of you kind of giggle at that, you know, some of you non-religious types. We can't take them seriously. Oh, you can't take them seriously. There is no devil. There is no hell. You can't take them seriously. Well, they believe it. The fact that you don't doesn't change anything. They believe it. And if they believe it, they're going to act on it. If they believe it and their religion calls them to do it, you've seen them act on it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write the number down for later, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get the Android Apple app. Lots happening on the show. Lots of information coming out. Hey, tomorrow, you've got Kimberly Marin's going to fill in for me. Have a great day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid.